Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone from her offices at the Omaha Foundation. We're going to talk with Stacy Goodman. She is actively working with a lot of the Southwest Iowa foundations that are part of the Omaha Foundation, helping to provide some grant money for some solid local projects here in the area. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for your time. This is an important time for a lot of the community foundations locally as the grant cycle really kind of gets rolling again with folks putting in some of those requests.
Yes, we are very excited to be in the midst of our spring grant cycle for our 9 Southwest Iowa affiliate counties. We opened that grant cycle up late in December, and we are right in the midst of it with the upcoming deadline on February 1st, 2019.
You bet. Now, you said 9 counties. Which are those?
Yes, so the counties that are part of our current grant cycle include Audubon, Cass, Crawford, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, and Shelby counties.
Now, for those who aren't terribly familiar with how some of these community foundations work, it's quite interesting. It's all part of the larger Omaha Foundation, which trickles down to the Southwest Iowa Foundation, which trickles out to the area counties. So a lot of the money that's raised locally stays toward local projects.
Yes, we are really fortunate that we are able to work directly with a local advisory board in each county who's really able to help set the direction of our efforts in each county while also being affiliated with our host, the Omaha Community Foundation. So we're able to get that back office support from our host, but also have folks on the ground in each county who really are able to look at the programs and needs that are happening across each county.
Yeah, it gives you that local focus and local input, but also, I guess, gives you the power and abilities that come with being part of a larger organization.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we like to think of it as getting the best of both worlds there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, these local foundations you mentioned, they're made up of local boards. These are people who live in the communities who help to work through and process the grants.
Yes, so those local advisory board members are helping us work with individual charitable account holders, as well as being very instrumental in these grant cycles where they are reviewing the applications and being able to help with those funding determinations as to how those charitable dollars might be best, you know, allocated and make the most impact in each county.
You bet. Well, there's some pretty good money already being laid out for a lot of these projects, and it seems to be growing constantly.
Well, we are very pleased to know that this grant cycle, we anticipate there's going to be approximately $115,000 available in each county. So as part of this grant cycle, we anticipate to have just over $1 million, you know, allocated across those 9 counties this spring. So we are so grateful, and I know I do have to note that we're very grateful for the County Endowment Fund program. So some folks may not realize that this spring cycle is actually a part of the County Endowment Fund program at the state. And so we are able to be able to help in allocation of a percentage of the state's commercial gaming tax revenue and be able to have those funds distributed annually to participating community foundations and affiliate community foundations that are associated in counties without a state-issued gaming license.
Very good. Well, I know a lot of people have made it a part of their long-term plans to remember the community foundations in their financial planning. It seems like the word has gotten out over a period of years that more and more people think about that when they're trying to decide how they want to leave a legacy.
You know, it has been wonderful that folks have that opportunity to really be able to give back to those communities that have been a part of their upbringing and throughout their lives, that there are, you know, opportunities to support specific projects, specific nonprofits in their home county. And so it's been great to see folks do some lifetime giving. But as you noted, it's also very, very special that people are able to do some legacy giving to really allow their impact on those nonprofits and their community to go on far beyond their lifetime.
Well, and it seems like the process is relatively easy. For folks who want more information about that, how would they go about getting that?
Yeah, we encourage folks to reach out to the Community Foundations of Southwest Iowa. They're always welcome to give us a call. We have some staff here that are always happy to answer questions. We can be reached toll-free at 800-794-3458. Or if they want to visit our website, we have a lot of details not only on the grant programs, but on some of those charitable vehicles as well. And that website is www.omahafoundation.org/SW Iowa.
Very good. Easy to find. Well,
yeah.
that's building the pot now. Right now we want to talk a little bit about spending that pot, too. That's the other half of it, and that's the fun part of it. You've mentioned you've got over $100,000 in each of these counties to be able to hand out in different types of grants. Who's eligible? It's for nonprofits and things, but who specifically is eligible for these?
You know, this grant cycle is open to any IRS-approved 501c3 public charity or a group that is hosted by a fiscal sponsor. So sometimes a project that's happening in a specific city can be applied for under the fiscal sponsorship of the local city or the county board of supervisors. And we do like to see that if these projects are able to really look at the impact they're making on that specific community, we have a preference given towards those items of permanence and want to be able to look at that broad-based community benefit that those projects are going to offer.
Do you try to vary the different types of projects to kind of feel like you're sprinkling it around a bit?
You know, I think it all depends on the pool of applications. It's been wonderful to see the opportunity for each county board to be able to try and make an impact across the county, and it really varies depending on what kind of priorities are happening in each individual community.
Yeah, I guess I'm asking you. I should probably be asking the local board members because, again, these are locally driven decisions.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about the application process, if you could, Stacy. Is it a difficult, lengthy process?
You know, it's a relatively quick application online. We do encourage folks to visit the website so that they can just get a little background on the application procedures. We've also uploaded a fact sheet that can give some helpful hints on some types of projects that are in alignment with the priorities of those local boards. And then on the website, it also includes a link to the online application. So we always want to stress that those applications do have to be submitted online by that February 1st deadline.
Sure. Can you give us some examples of some area projects that have been funded through some of these grant programs?
You know, we've seen some great examples. I know in Cass County, we've seen last cycle that there were different projects, whether looking at some projects going on at the YMCA. Also, we've had some really important applications come in through different fire and volunteer rescue groups. And so it really varies from, you know, parks and recreation projects all the way to some county conservation efforts. So, you know, we like to think that this really does offer some broad-based support across a whole lot of sectors in the nonprofit arena.
Yeah, and it seems like just about everyone in a community that receives this type of grant funding is affected in some way when you start talking about the spectrum that it crosses.
You know, I think that that's such a wonderful opportunity here that, you know, these local community foundations really are able to respond to those ever-changing needs and opportunities in these different communities and across the county. And so I think that by having that broad opportunity and really focusing on some of those items of permanence, there is such an exciting opportunity to really make a long-term impact all across each of these counties.
Yeah, it's hard to probably to sit down and put a number on it with regard to the type of impact that it has on a community, because it's more than just financial impact. In some cases, some of these programs that these nonprofits provide might not exist without the help of these county foundation dollars.
You know, that is one thing we see, and it's also so exciting to be able to see some of these programs, whether it's some of our community dollars through different grant cycles, or in this instance, some of those gaming dollars, that they're also able to leverage some of those independent efforts that some of these groups are doing for their fundraising also. So it's amazing to see the impact that happens just specifically with these grants, but even more so when you see what each community is able to do once they're able to secure some of this funding.
Sure. Do you know over time, are most of the grant applications funded year to year? Does that kind of vary depending upon the volume?
You know, it varies. We always encourage applicants that if they have a project that is important to their community or important to their board and their organization, we definitely would encourage them to consider applying. And if they have questions, definitely reach out to our office. We do not have a restriction, so if folks have previously applied and received funding, they definitely have the opportunity to also reapply during this cycle. And I think we always are just trying to get the word out so that those very worthwhile projects are able to let folks learn about what's going on and potentially access some of these dollars to invest in the work that they're doing.
You bet. Well, we know that a deadline for applications is coming up relatively quickly. Time seems to pass very quickly, but also those grant monies will be handed out here not too far down the road too, correct?
Correct. So we have the February 1 deadline, and then the decision-making meetings will be happening throughout the month of March, and we anticipate notifying all of those applicants of the funding decisions early in April. So we're hoping that April would be when those check presentations are occurring and we're able to announce throughout each county what projects were awarded dollars through this cycle.
Yeah, that's the fun part. Well, very good. Well, folks need to get those applications in, take a look and assess the projects that they have going on and see if that is something that might fit under the guidelines of those local community foundations. Again, February 1st is that deadline. Stacy, can you give them that link once again, that website that they can go to find out the details and get those applications?
Absolutely. If they want to visit omahafoundation.org/SWIowa, that will give them access to the application and all those grant fact sheets. And then if they do have any questions, have them feel free to call our office at 800-794-3458.
Very good. Stacy Goodman, thank you so much for your time and best of luck with the program.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim.